And we're back. How's it going?
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a couple weeks.
I had people in town.
Oh yeah.
It was kind of exhausting week, but it was fun. Had some people in town, and I like to gamble, of course, and so.
That's good.
Did some gambling. On the very last night, we were all kind of gambling on the strip, and then we're just going casino to casino. And during that, I think we hit on different tables. Well, one table I hit a four of a kind twice, but my other friends, they also hit four of a kind on separate tables.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You know, it was kind of crazy. Like, we're just like, whoa, I've never seen that many four of a kinds.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but it was fun. I think that night we ended, overall, everybody ended up up. But I think some people were still down. Yeah. For the trip.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But, we played all kind of stuff. They like to play all kind of stuff. Roulette, Tiger, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, played some blackjack, Baccarat. Baccarat was kind of fun. Played this one game that was kind of interesting. I forgot what it's called, but it was at the Harris, and it was it was like five card poker, five card poker. You're playing against a dealer, but you have deuces and joker, one joker in the deck, but deuces are wild.
Okay.
And they had a bad beat bonus bet, side bet. And basically, let's say you get a flush. But the dealer gets a full house. If you bet on that bad beat bet, you get like, so let's say if I bet $10 on the bad beat, I think it was like, if I had a flush and they had a full house, I think it would have paid like 301 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. It was a crazy bonus bet. I've never seen that game before. Of course, I just came out even because I was like, I just wanted to try it. And then I was down and I won a couple hands. And then I was just like, once I came out even, I was just like, oh, okay, I'm done. But it was an interesting game. I'm just not sure because you have to, there's like, potentially there's five different areas you have to place a bet on.
Right.
And you don't have to play the bonus, of course, but I was playing the bonus. But I was kind of like, I was trying to figure out, okay, what is the best betting strategy to this?
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting, but I feel like, it really is like you had to have been one of those where you were just getting shit deals against the dealer, and then the dealer was just getting these monster hands, and you were getting demolished. So that bad beat bet was basically saving you. Like, I think if you somehow consistently won like two hands and the dealer just like demolished you, but then you also had like a straight or flush or even a full house and the dealer had like four of a kind or something.
Okay.
I think you would have made like, you could easily make a lot of money from that, but like, you would have to specifically bet high on the bad beat bet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I think it was like a $5 limit table. But,
okay.
So you could bet small, but it was an interesting game because it wasn't like, you know how you have Ultimate Texas Hold'em, you have the flop in the river and all that, but you get two cards. You're just playing, it's just straight up five cards against five cards. Of course, if you have other people on the table, you're playing, you know, they get five cards as well. So,
right,
but you're all
right.
Playing against the dealer's hand. So, it was interesting. I'm not sure if I enjoyed it or not, but like I did find it.
It was something different, right?
Yeah, something different. Yeah.
Yeah. Not just craps and just, yeah.
Blackjack. So, yeah. And then my friend was playing on Baccarat, so I just went over to Baccarat and like doubled my bet. And so I just won like 200 on.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, okay. And then just I walked away.
Okay. That's cool.
But, but yeah. But what's good fun? Seeing them, and they.
How is the strip? Is it crowded or is it really not crowded anymore?
It was, but when we walked through the casinos, most of them were like during the peak hours, right?
Okay,
we went to the strip around like 5 o'clock, so. For the most part, yeah, like Bellagio was pretty packed, like in terms of all the tables were had somebody on it.
Okay.
Yeah, there was never an empty table. I think when we walked through Cosmo was pretty busy. Mm. We walked all the way down to Park MGM and New York. Yeah, I mean, there were quite a bit of gamblers still. So I wouldn't say it was empty, but it wasn't like crazy.
Okay. Crazy.
But like it was, I mean, it had enough people. And in Hollywood, yeah, there was still a lot of the tables were filled up. So yeah.
Oh man, you guys are all over the place.
Yeah, we walked. Yeah, we were just going from casino.
Oh man.
Yeah, just checking out the different games and stuff, but. Yeah. Of course, once we got it got later, then it, you know,
was right. Less busy. That's down. Stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But during the peak hours, it was pretty. Yeah, it's pretty busy.
Wow.
I'm not sure about like whether the restaurants were busy or anything like that, but yeah, casino floor seemed pretty busy. But if you're like if you're playing slots, I think there's enough slots where you can find a slot you want to play on. Mm. The usual ones are most likely going to have somebody on them.
Okay.
So the super popular ones, of course, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many slots though.
I think, I don't know. I think I can't play slots anymore. I mean, the amount of money you have to put in just to get a return, unless you're lucky, it's just way too much for me.
Yeah, the slots are interesting because you see, there's a lot of like now YouTubers that do
right.
slots and everything.
Right.
And then they always get the bonus, right? And
right.
And I think there is some level of, I've seen people talk about like there's some level of strategy in terms of picking the right slot machine, right? Like in terms of like knowing when the likelihood of the bonus hitting is higher for certain types of machines based on, you know, based on certain factors. But even though it's still supposed to be RNG and everything, but like supposedly there is indicators that you can tell, and I think for the most part, like slots are, yeah, it depends on how much you like. I think if you're playing slot and you're expecting one of those big payouts,
yeah, don't, right?
Like, well, I mean, it's gonna be highly like if you're expecting a big payout but you're only betting like $20, then
yeah,
like $20, you're putting in only $20, right? Then right. Don't expect a big payout, right? Like,
right.
I mean, the ones you see on YouTube are like, oh, they're putting in, you know, they're betting like $100 spins and more than that, right? Like,
yeah.
I think Lady Luck, like, their spins are like 500 to 2,000, right, per spin.
Right.
That's how, and then when they get the bonus, they're hitting like, you know, 40 to 100 grand. Right on those bonuses,
True, like, but they've already put in. Like, also,
yeah, they're putting in, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And they're playing max bet, right? Like, I think a lot of people, they're hoping for that, but like usually if you're playing 1 cent plus, even if you're playing what, 1 cent and like 120 lines, right? That's still $1.20, right? Like, your bonus, even if you hit, maybe your bonus is gonna be like $100, right? If you're lucky,
right?
But so it's kind of like, yeah.
That and those those YouTubers, they might not even be playing with their money, right? Because the casinos could comp them slot money, right?
There are some, yeah, they give like kind of like credit, right? Like they load their account and they just put in their code and then
right.
Put the credit and I think on the slot machine.
I think the bigger YouTubers too. I think they've said in the past that the money they generate from the views of the videos, basically they make more profit that way than the money they lose in the slots. So
yeah, like Vegas Matt, like is most commonly known for talking about that. Like he admits that they make more money from the YouTube videos. Even though he bets, like, you know, he's betting a $30,000 hand on blackjack, right? Like,
so they don't.
If he loses, right? Like, he loses it, right? But then,
and I think, the loss videos, I think, possibly generate more money, right? I mean, for them,
because it's possible.
People are like, oh shit,
it's possible. I mean, of course, people tend to watch the videos that are like.
The big winners,
or not even the winners, right? Like, it's just they're betting a huge amount of money, because it's from a average person, they can't fathom betting that much money,
right?
So people are watching regardless. Like,
true.
I have noticed though, like after I've seen one or two, like I stop watching. Like it's
just degenerate gambling, man.
It's kind of it's interesting in the first few times, but then after a while it's kind of like unless I do, like, if I get somebody who's just like won a huge hand purely like off a side bonus, then I'll watch those, because those are very rare. Like,
right,
if you know if they won like $100,000 because they were playing a side bonus bet, right, and they hit a monster hand or something, that's a crazy like scenario versus like just a pure blackjack, like you know, you bet 50,000 and then, you know, it's just basically, are you gonna, and there's scenarios where they could double it, right, and things like that, but like, or split, right. and but I don't know. I mean, I think after a while blackjack videos have gotten a little bit stale for me. I enjoy more when it's kind of like videos are like either craps or like UTH, because I like to see if they get the trips bonus and things like that. But and there's some level of suspense when it comes to like a little bit more suspense than like blackjack or baccarat.
Okay.
I do like playing those games, but watching it is not the same.
Okay.
I think, yeah. Like, there is a thrill factor actually playing it, of course, but like watching it, it doesn't have that same effect. Unless they're playing maybe like all the bonus bets, but then half the time, like especially like when it comes to like some of those blackjack games or baccarat games. I don't fully understand what the bonus bet is. Because some of them have very unique bonus bets. So, like, you need certain, like, a very unique scenario where, like, you need pocket, you know, pairs with same suit versus, and the dealer shows, like, same suit, but a certain, you know, card, right? So, or, like, they need, so you have to have, like, trips, same suit, or something like that, right? It's usually it's like it's some unique situation that's just like almost impossible to get. But yeah, the slot machines ones are interesting because it's sometimes it's like after a while I've seen all the I've seen the videos for all the most popular slot machines, so I know what the bonus is. But the initial time is like, oh, okay, what is this bonus, right? Like, how does it work?
Right.
So I'll watch it just to see, like, okay, what does this bonus do? Some of them are, I have to say, some of those slot machines are pretty creative in terms of how they do the bonuses. But after a while, like, after I've seen, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, I've seen I've seen hundreds of Hufflepuff, bonuses. So I'm just like,
right.
I don't even bother. I just fast forward to the end to see how much money they want.
Well, if you're lucky enough, I guess you might hit it.
It's interesting because I'm curious in terms of like somebody has probably they're looking at their YouTube views and the analytics behind it, but like what I don't see a lot of is I see a lot of like those the Huff and Puff or like the Mummy one and then the Buffalo, of course, but there's a couple others. I think the Hot Pot one and stuff, the Piggy one, but I don't see a lot of spin ones. Like Wheel of Fortune and things like that. And I'm not sure if it's because maybe people just don't find those interesting enough. Or just people don't play them. I've noticed that like it's, and maybe it is, maybe it's just from a viewership standpoint, the spins don't attract as much attention or they're too quick. Right. Versus the other bonuses go a little bit longer, right? Like the balls, right. You gotta try to fill up the screen with the balls and everything, but. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of noticed that the other day. I was just like, I don't see a lot of spin ones.
Yeah, I should actually think about what I'll play in August.
You're going to be up here for convention, yeah?
Yeah, we'll be up there for convention in August. And my girlfriend will be there next month for BTS.
Oh, and
she'll be there
with
her friends.
That's right. So BTS is that's right.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be busy.
Is their comeback tour after serving, right?
Military, yep.
Yeah.
Was
it all at the same time or
I think they all went at the same time so that they could basically out of
Even though cuz they're not all the same age.
No, but I think that was the right thing to do, right? Was to go in, all come out.
Right. Might as well instead of trying to stagger it, right? Like, this would be the first tour since then, and I guess we'll. Have they done, is this like the first they've done shows in Korea already, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think they've already started their tour, I think. I mean, people are saying it's crazy, but I mean, I don't know. That's not for me. But we'll see what happens in the summer. I mean, I keep reading that travel is going to get messed up due to this issue we have in the Middle East, right? They're saying I think the last I heard, Europe is like 6 weeks out from being out of jet fuel. I mean, I keep reading that there's going to be some travel delays and stuff like that.
There's definitely going to be, I think there's definitely going to be impact there. And how they're impacted, right? Like, does that mean airlines, so they're going to flights, and then people who book their flights, right, are they going to be redirected to something, a new flight, or how that impact is, or are they just going to raise prices, or just to deter people from booking flights, or what, or just gonna so it should be interesting It's a different problem too, because if they're running, it depends on, you know, I don't know the whole capacity about, you know, their fueling problem, but you know, how does that impact versus, like, yeah, back in the COVID days, right? Like, people were limited travel in general, right? So it's like they just weren't, people weren't traveling, period, right? So
right,
and even when they opened up, right, like not the quarantine period, but like after that, right? Like,
right,
people were still kind of hesitant to travel or very limited, right? So
right,
should be interesting, but it's a different kind of problem because it's not a passenger flight problem, or and it could be, right? But it could expand to that later, I guess, depending on how things escalate. But it's more of a actual resourcing problem,
right? Yes. I mean, I think certain shorter routes are being canceled and routes that aren't full are being canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I think it's going to get crazier, but we'll see what happens. I mean, well, I got, yeah.
It's unfortunate that we're living in a world that we live in now, just given that how much these kind of decisions affect the average person when the average person had, you know, they're just like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Why are we doing this? Right? Like, yeah. Yeah, it's, in a lot of ways, it's depressing to think about because it just, anytime anything like this happens on a global level, it's just going to affect everybody no matter what.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate because there's a lot of people who just don't understand that.
Yeah.
And they feel like, oh, no, it doesn't impact us. Oh, no, it does. Very much does. It's funny because, yeah, some people just have no concept of how global politics affect their own country.
Yes, they don't.
Boy, we live in a world where I do kind of wonder, too, like, how do you at some point in your life as a when you're going through school and then as you grow into an adult, in some point in your life, everybody, well, not everybody, there's a good chunk of people, right? They made it a point to understand a little bit more about politics and world politics. You don't start off like that in a young age. Well, for most, maybe this generation, the generation now is going to be different, but like back in the day, I don't recall spending a whole lot of time thinking about it, right? Like world politics or politics in general. I'm trying to kind of think about like at what point, you know, I mean, even though you have the right to vote, like I feel like there's a lot of people just don't fully understand like when they are of age to vote, right? Like what that means.
Right.
And then, you know, they kind of just like, well, you know, whatever. They're just living in their lives. They're just struggling through live their lives. But I feel like, well, I'm curious if this generation, because of the way with social media and, you know, access to information is more accessible now, if the younger generation is just way more aware of what's happening.
I think that can go both ways. Because there's so much information out there, some people cannot. I mean, they go I'm not going to say the wrong route, but the route that may not be the truth. I mean, they gather all this information thinking that it's true, and sometimes it's not, right?
Oh, no, yeah.
And then they build their beliefs on that. And that's scary because they're misinformed, yet they are so, I guess they're so the kind, sure that that's the truth, that they'll die on that hill, right?
Yeah. I mean, there is a good chunk of that. But I also think that, I want to say, for a lot of that, like, at some point in their lives, they felt like they needed to latch on to some figure that,
okay,
that that was, I think the common term they use nowadays is grooming, right? But like,
yes,
but personally, why is that person so easily groomed?
Mm. Right?
What there's something that happened in their lives that I feel like that led them that way.
Okay.
Right, like they're whether some struggles or whatever, but now they're latched onto this person because they feel like this person understand, or they either feel like that person understands what they're going through, or it's filling a void, right? That person had. Versus if you had a strong relationship with your parents, right, and let's say your parents are not like highly political figures, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty neutral, right? In terms of they're not passing down, you know, pure like propaganda down mm-hmm. to their children, right? They're just trying to raise them to be a good, like just a decent human being, right? I feel like they're less likely to be, and this is just a theory. I don't have any proof behind this, right?
It's mm-hmm. just,
but like they would be less likely to latch on to somebody that was kind of like speaking, you know, this, you know, false truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or being an activist, right? Like the opposite way, right? Like it's like a highly left-wing activist, right, or something. Mm-hmm. But then, right, so but then they'll grow up later in life because they weren't, you know, probably weren't very exposed to what's happening, right?
And mm-hmm.
so at some point in their lives, they're gonna have to make that, they're gonna, you know, live the real world and talk to people and hear different things, and they're going to have to make that judgment. But I feel like they'll be a little bit better equipped to make a judgment based on being a human being versus being brainwashed. Because I feel like part of where we're at is, yeah, kind of like what you're saying, right? Like there's a lot of people that just, you know, they're kind of brainwashed, right? To the point where, because of what exposure they've had.
I mean, I think it's very, I feel like there's a lot of entitlement these days. I mean, I think we've touched on this in the past, but I mean, when I look at the comment section of like Facebook or Reddit, more Facebook, I'm not sure why it's Facebook, but, and there are certain bills, right, that were up for bill in the House and the Senate locally, and one of them was, did we talk about this, car registration?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how people were like mad that, oh, we shouldn't be fined for not paying our car registration because it's expensive, right? And I think we said that, hey, if you can't afford it, I'm sorry, but I mean, driving is a privilege, not a right, right? You're not entitled to drive. You have to follow certain laws, right? And I think what came up in recently during this was they're trying to pass a bill that if you were unlicensed and you created and you caused a serious accident, that would automatically be a felony. And that makes sense, right? Because if you're unlicensed, you should not be driving, right? Because you probably don't have insurance. and
right. Yeah.
And I don't know why, but it didn't pass. People in the comment section are like, yeah, I mean, they're like, it shouldn't have passed because doesn't mean you're a better driver when you're licensed. And they're going off. It was a total like, yeah, we don't need our license to drive. And I read those comments and I'm like, oh, I mean, the rest of us are doing our best that we follow all these laws to make sure that we are properly insured and licensed to drive, while we have the other half going, oh no, we don't need to do that because it's too expensive for us. And I get it. Living in Hawaii is not cheap, but we're all trying our best here to follow the laws. And then we have these people that are just like, no, I'm not going to do that. It doesn't matter if I'm licensed or not. I'm probably a better driver. And I'm just flabbergasted that the mentality is like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think that applies in anything, right? Like, and part of it too, I do want to say, what I'm noticing is that the people who are always opposed will always be always is a little bit more absolute response, but most likely are the ones to post a comment, make a post, right? And be vocal and be a keyboard warrior, right? Like, they are likely the ones that are going to be the vocal. It's going to appear as the vocal majority, but they're really the vocal minority, because the other group of people who, kind of like you're saying, they're probably abiding their law, they're not going to bother to comment. Part of it is probably they have too much, they have other things to worry about than to comment on.
That's true. That is true. That is true. Right?
They probably are busy trying to get their car safety checked.
That is true.
Or looking up new insurance rates because insurance is going up, right? It's this other group that are always the ones online, right? Posting, they're constantly on Twitter or Facebook or Reddit or whatever. I feel like Reddit's demographic is slightly different by like, than Twitter and Facebook, but they still are the vocal minority in the sense that they're always complaining about something when in reality that's probably not the general consensus, right? Now, I don't know why they didn't pass it. Probably because it could be a numerous reasons, but I mean, the likelihood for some reason, the legislation, political people decided that felony was a too big of a charge or whatever. But like, I mean, that was probably the main reason. But why they made that decision, that could be numerous things, right? People were, or like, who was lobbying against it and blah, 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 blah. But, so I mean, I can't really speak to that, but like, in this terms of the people kind of like voicing, their entitlement or, opposition for it, yeah, it's always the people that are constantly just like, almost like they're just, they just want things, They just want things almost lawless. But then, of course, they don't. By them saying those things, they don't understand anything about how a society works, and which is, we kind of talked about that a little bit before, but it just never will. Like, I mean, I guess it's part of a problem that exists with people who are brainwashed, right? Like at a very young age, or groomed, to be a certain way. They just don't get it. Like, no matter how much you try, like, it's going to take a lot of time to sit down with them to kind of like break them, right? Like, to help them understand, right? Part of it too is they have to be willing to understand, and that most people are not, right? True. And that's why they're online, right? Because they just want to be, they just want to type their shit, and right. And then just be like, haha, got you, right? Like, and then go to the next post and talk shit about that. I mean, because I feel like there are serial
rage
baiters.
Well, I guess they're lucky too that we're in the United States, because I think, as in Korea, right, it's more controlled, where you actually have to sign up with your social security number equivalent to join forums and stuff like that. So that if
right. So they can track you, right?
Yeah.
So if you're doing some stupid ass shit, then.
Yeah.
Speaking of Korea, that Johnny Somali guy, right?
He
got sentenced. Yes. Can you help me understand what happened here? Because from my understanding, he got 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But then. And then he's going to get deported. Is he doing 6 months in Korea and then deportation, or?
Okay, so from what I last heard is he got 6 months, which is a light sentence, because they said the minimum for what he had, I mean, the crimes he...
Yeah, I think the prosecutors were going like 3 years or something.
3 years was the minimum sentence for the crimes he committed, but he got 6 months. And he would have, I think he was supposed to go to a so-called labor camp where you got to work, right? Mm-hmm. And then he would get deported after the fact. And that would have been, I think 6 months was basically a slap on the wrist if you think about it.
Right.
But no, he's not going to do just 6 months now. Because what happened was, apparently he appealed.
Okay.
And then the prosecution or somebody from the public also appealed and said, hey, 6 months is not the minimum sentencing.
Yeah.
You guys need to rethink that. So I heard he didn't get. So now he's in limbo. They said he's at a detention center where he has to live at the detention center, which I heard the conditions are not good, are apparently worse than prison. He's imprisoned basically at the detention center until his next court date, or basically he's going to have a second trial.
Right. Like, so this is the appeals process, right? But
yes.
Both sides are appealing, right? Like he's appealing for shorter, they're appealing for longer.
Right. Right.
Got it.
But for him, it was dumb because he should have just not done anything, I think. Well, I guess he would have been screwed either way. But now, I guess they're playing. I mean, he's just being held in limbo, right? Because he's not being put into a prison, but he's just sitting in detention,
right?
And he's not free either.
Yeah, and then I understand it to be like he was still talking shit or something like that.
Yes,
that was not helping his case.
Well, I heard it was pretty bad, because I think they said up until his sentencing, his attorney had told him, oh, he'll probably just get off, right?
Mm.
But I think come sentencing day, they said his attorney didn't show up, and his Korean counterpart, what's his name, Hank, wasn't there either. So basically, he showed up to that sentencing hearing alone.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, he didn't get the book thrown at him, but he was sentenced to prison.
Right. And it's funny because then I'll see, I saw kind of like a post, and then well, people are just like, yeah, like, well, it should be longer. Like, it's funny because there's the kind of like how we were talking about kind of the opposite, but then. You know, where people are opposed and, you know. But then you'll always see, every once in a while, there's going to be situations like this. And then the general majority that you see is that people are saying, yeah, like, he should be, like, you know, doing, you know, he should be, you know, it should have been longer and good for him, right? And stuff like that. And
yeah.
And then it kind of, you know, restores some faith in humanity again, because yeah, like, assholes like him shouldn't be have a platform, right? Like, there, he shouldn't even have an opportunity to do be doing this kind of stupid shit. But like,
and to be honest, I think the Koreans took care of what the Japanese didn't do, because he did similar or worse than Japan.
Yeah,
and no, they let him off.
Similar things, yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah. Did they just deport him, or they just let him go? I forget what happened there.
They deported him out, basically. Okay. I mean, they arrested him and they let him go. I mean, I think he spent like a couple weeks in Japanese detention, but they basically didn't do anything. I mean, he gave a fake apology and said he wasn't going to do it again, and they let him go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
Korea's definitely different. Korea's definitely different.
I mean, in Korea, that one guy kicked his ass.
Yeah, he did. And it's funny because, yeah, if you think about it, all Korean guys have to go to the military. So,
yes,
you know, it's not something you just want to dick around, right? Like, it's not a country you just feel like dicking around, right? Like, at some point, all these guys had to go to military training.
Right.
So while they may not be looking like, you know, opposing, you know, military training is military training. I don't care what you say. Like, you know, you're going to have to go through some level of training. Now, when you come out of it, like, yeah, you may not, you know, may not have applied it much, but like, you know, still.
I get the feeling that he's going to go back. I mean, whether he served 6 months or 3 years or longer, I think if he gets to 6 months, he's going to come out and do the same shit again.
Yeah.
If he stays for like 3 years or more,
maybe.
Who knows? Maybe he'll learn his lesson.
Maybe.
Because
3 years is a
long time.
Is a long time. Yeah.
Because there is that other guy, right? Vitaly. He went to the Philippines, did stupid shit, and then he got sentenced to jail. I think he was almost in prison for a year, I think.
Mm.
And he was harassing the public, stealing motorcycles, and filming all that stupid shit he did, right? And then he got caught. Mm-hmm. And then apparently he had a mental breakdown in jail and whatnot. And then basically they're like, okay, we're going to throw the book at him. And they kind of did, maybe a year, and then they let him go. He comes out of prison. I think they deport him. I think he's a Russian citizen with a U.S. visa. I don't know how, but he came back to the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
And because he has stupid friends, I mean, I guess what he decided to do was, how to help the public, so-called help the public, was he was going to, I guess they were running basically a How to Catch a Predator, where they're using somebody to bait. So this one girl in his group was baiting people, right, to lure guys who are hitting on underage girls, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they said he messed up because the girl who was in charge of baiting these guys got her text messages all messed up. So what had happened was she forgot to tell the guy that she was underaged. So dude comes out to meet them, right? They think he knows that this so-called person is underage. He has no idea. They show his face in everything on their stream, And now they're harassing him, right? Saying, oh, you came out here to meet a miner, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And they're showing, he's showing his text messages, and apparently there's nothing there. And then they start blaming him, like, oh, you're an Indian tech bro, so maybe you hacked something so that message isn't there.
Indian tech bro.
Yeah, I guess it was an Indian guy. So anyway, they call the cops. The cops take this innocent guy to the station and check out what he said. And of course, he's telling the truth, where he was never told that this individual was underage. He came out to meet a legal girl, right? And then they had to let him go. And then I guess the father had called because the son was detained, and the cops said, oh yeah, it was mistaken identity, blah, blah, blah. But what was messed up was basically this guy Vitaly was going off on this guy, calling him a pedophile and whatnot, when they had no evidence, and they basically outed his face and everything. And this victim is saying that, hey, I didn't do anything, but now I'm getting harassed by random people who didn't watch the whole feed, right? Or the whole thing go down. So now I think there's going to be a big lawsuit against the guy.
Oh boy.
So these guys don't learn. They're like, and you know, he's not doing this for the better of humanity. He's just doing this to freaking get views, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. No, for sure.
I got pieces of shit, man.
Oh, I don't know who's watching these people. I don't know if it's just
paid
watchers or whatever, right? Like, I think I read, like, some people were, like, I think it was either on Reddit or something. People were asking, who watches? Like, they were genuinely asking, right? And the responses were like, oh, yeah, I think it's just mainly hate watchers. But I'm just like, how can it be just mainly hate watchers, right? Like, there's got to be other people that some other person was saying, well, some people actually find it funny, right, when they're put into these situations. And
I think it's just other degenerates,
right? Honestly. So it's like, right, like, so it's there's people like this out there, right, that just want to cause
mayhem.
Yeah. And you know, want to be assholes, right? Like, they just want to be openly assholes.
Yes.
And you know, I think, and they're living through it, through these people, right?
Like, yes,
course, right,
right.
Because they're too chicken shit to do it themselves, right?
Right.
But then you got people like Johnny Somali, who's just he's mental. Right, like,
yeah,
he's clearly right. Like, if you're thinking you're gonna go out do stupid shit and then think nothing's gonna happen to you, right? Like,
yes,
clearly you're not right in the head. But
clearly not.
Right, and then to think that you're gonna beat the legal system, right, in another country,
right?
And
call the judge names and all kinds of stuff, threatening right. him and all that.
Right. So, but yeah, I think, you know, there's so much people out there that kind of like do secretly kind of want to hide behind this computer, right? And you know, post all kind of shit online and you know, comment on, you know, be part of a chat or comment on all these like posts and everything, just to either piss people off or just say completely dumb shit. But in reality, they're just fucking, you know, chicken shit bastards.
Yes. Behind the keyboard, you can say anything, right?
Right.
Especially if you're not in, I mean, you're in a Western country, then you're basically anonymous.
Right, right. I mean, but you know, I think too, like, it's one thing if you're like, just, you're, I guess for somebody who's trying, like, let's say they're just like, oh, I just find it entertaining. So what do you find entertaining? I guess I would like to understand what is it, what's entertaining about that? What's entertaining about watching somebody be an asshole? Like, it's one thing if it's something scripted, right? Like, you're watching a show or something. It's another thing when it's real life and there's innocent people, right? Innocent bystanders. And then somebody comes up to them and just completely just treats them like shit. Like, how is that entertaining? I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess people are into weird shit, so.
Well, that's, you know.
And, you know, those are the guys who are soft, that if you were to do the same shit to them, then they couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Every, I think what, yeah. You say people are into weird shit, yeah. Like, I think every year, at the end of the year, I think somebody does, I don't know who, like, just somebody does on, either it's, Data is Beautiful or the map one where you show people's the most common searches on Pornhub for each state, and the results are always just like, what, who searches that, how is that, there's like always that one state that has just the weirdest fetish shit, and I'm just like, what, who's searching that, like, and why is that the majority? It's always that one state. There's always one state that just completely be like, what, I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know you could search for stuff like that. But yeah you're right, there are, people are into weird shit.
They are.
But that one always cracks me up every time. It just, because it's not even something I'm looking for, right? It just shows up every year at the you know, towards the end of the year, of course, because of, you know, collecting data and everything,
right?
But it's like, yeah, oh, there it is, the map, the porn map. It's just like, yeah, there it is. Oh, what is everybody looking up? Oh, what the hell. Oh my gosh. It's always just a weird ass fetish that is just like, huh? What? God damn. And then you read the comments, and the comments are always funny in those kind of polls, because people are just like, you know, saying all kind of things, right? Like, what are people like? Like, it's just, you got the people who are just like completely stunned, and then you got the people who are just like making just memes, right? And cracking jokes about it, right? But then, you know, who knows, right? How many of those people in the comments are the actual ones that are also search up even more weird shit, right?
That is true,
right? Like, I mean, that's just the popular ones, right? Like,
right,
who knows how much other weird shit people are looking up.
Well, this is why the kind, right, when you're, at least for me, when I was younger and I used to like to help people fix computers, and then I learned I don't want to help people fix their computers because some people got some weird shit on their computers.
You know, actually, it's funny you say that, because then, right, like, let's say you're working at like Geek Squad, right,
yes,
or something, right? And you have to fix, you know, they're fixing computers all the time.
Right.
Right. So let's say you, because now you have to load it up and see, okay, is everything working?
Right.
But then you, like, if you find something, are you supposed to report that?
I think if you find CP, you're supposed to report it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that puts you in a difficult situation if you're helping a friend or a friend of a friend, right?
No, exactly, right? Can you imagine, right? Like, you're helping a friend, right? And because you're just like, oh yeah, and then you find, you're just like, yes, okay, yeah, let me log in. You're yes, through admin, right? And you're just checking, you're just doing a check, and you're just like, oh, what is this? It has like gigabytes of data.
Yeah.
Like, right? And then you're just like, what the fuck? It's just like, man, that's messed up, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I don't even know how I would handle that. Like, if
that's
I was
right.
Right? Like, if you were helping a friend and you found all that, right? Like a whole gigabytes, like hundreds of gigabytes.
Oh, trust me, it's happened. I've seen it. It's not a friend, but a friend's. Yeah, and I was like, whoa, and I'm like, okay, this is too weird. Okay, computer's clean. Thank you.
Right.
Take it back. I don't want to.
You know, I don't know, man. Like, I just.
Yeah, it's like it's disturbing.
You know, honestly, in a lot of ways, and it's funny because I feel it's came up in. I saw some, you know, people talking about a scenario where it's not like that, not the one we're talking about, but like just a scenario of you know people, right? You have acquaintances, and in some cases, maybe you thought you're friends, right? You and friends could be, you know, classified loosely,
right?
But you find out something gets exposed, right? You find out something about this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just like, man, do you really, do you really know anybody at this point?
Yeah.
You know, because one thing I was thinking of too was back in the day, like, there wasn't, like, you know, it really was times were simpler back then, right? Like, because there wasn't much access to do weird shit. Like, you had to do weird shit in person.
Right? Yes.
Like, you couldn't, there wasn't like this online access to this kind of all this kind of stuff. But like, but nowadays, it's like, you don't really know. Like, who knows, right? Like,
right.
Do you really know anybody now? I don't know. It's kind of made me think because it's just like, man, yeah, some people could be secretly living a entirely separate life that you just have no clue over. Right? Like, unless you're, like, there was a scenario where I read where somebody had, like, an entire hidden family.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they did, like, their friends. This person's friends that had no clue.
Wow.
Had no clue that they had a family. That they're married and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just like,
I mean, I've heard of people like that. I mean,
right? Like,
I mean, my friends told me, I didn't understand why that guy worked so hard until he finally found out that, oh shit, he has more than one family.
You're right, like more than one family, right? Like,
I'm like, well, more than one family. How the hell do you do that?
Yeah, like, how do you? It's the amount of effort that probably goes into doing that. Is that worth it? You know, like,
I don't know. Guess maybe that makes.
I find that exhausting. Just the idea of it. I find it very exhausting.
Yeah, because you have to live the lie, and you have to live
both sides,
two lives,
right? Like, yeah, you're lying on both sides. It's not like, oh, okay, maybe they knew about each other. I don't know, but like, most likely not, because
and then you better be living like on the other side of the country or some shit.
Right. Like, so, like, you're constantly going on business trips, right? And you're saying, oh, yeah, I got to go to this home office, right?
That's
and you're spending
super
a month,
sketch, man.
Like, you're right. Like, how does that work? Like, you never really know.
Right.
And I think, too, like, I think what kind of... This actually reminds me of Mad Men. Have you ever seen that show, Mad Men?
No, I don't think I have. I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, so... But the main character, he kind of was living a he basically kind of stolen it, his somebody else's identity.
Right? Oh, okay.
And of course, back it was based in the based in the 50s, 60s, 60s, okay. Maybe 60s. So back then, of course, it was harder to tell, right? If identity theft and all that stuff, right? Harder to trace. But it was, yeah, like the character himself basically believed the lie so much, like at some point, right? Like that, at some point, I guess you it's the norm, right? It's not even a lie anymore. You just think that's just you now. But it's kind of crazy because, yeah, like, especially nowadays, right? Like, it's even harder, right? Like, how do you live two lives, right? And not anybody knowing about it, given social media and all that kind of stuff, right? Like, I guess you could live as off the grid as much as possible.
I guess, or you have to tell your spouses that you're a pilot or something.
Yeah, like, right? Like, but then, as your friends, right? Like, do you...
You might have two sets of friends in two different locations.
Right, like...
Right? Because you're going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to be in the United States for 2 weeks, and then I'm flying back to Korea for another 2 weeks.
Right. I mean, but that's like, and just like every other kind of movies and stuff like that, do you like, man, like those people who are like serial killers, right? Nobody knew.
Right.
Nobody knew. They were living right next door. That was their friend. And, I don't know. Nowadays, I feel like, wow, man. And more so, do you really know somebody? I don't know. I'm thinking that, and at the same time, do you want to know them that much? Do you want to really know kind of the inner workings? I don't know if I do. I don't know. It's like, I don't know if I want to know all that.
Sure, you might be going down that rabbit hole you don't want to go down, man.
Exactly, right? Like, you could be going down a path that there's no return, right? Like, once you find out something, there's no going back. You cannot erase it, right? Like,
right.
It's just like, now you know. And
you can never go back once you know.
Like, it's some people, it's just going to just be like, yeah, I cannot, right? Like, or what do you do? Like, if it's worse, even worse, right? Like,
right,
so you find out if it's worse. What do you do, right? At that point? Oh, man, I don't know. In some ways, I think that's why I try to just know just enough. Right? Like, but you try to, you think you know enough of a person, or like everybody, I think, not everybody, I think some people are self-aware that they feel like, I'm really bad at picking, people or reading people, right? Some people are aware, right? Self-aware. But I think a good chunk of people think they're good at reading people, right? And so that's how they, like, oh, yeah, no, my friends are, good people.
Yeah.
But then, are they? Right? Like, you don't know. How much do you really know? I don't know. Right? Like, I don't know. How many, like, you guys may look at me like, oh, yeah. How much do we really know? I don't know.
I live
in Vegas, right? I mean, you guys are in Hawaii. I'm Vegas, right? Like, who knows, right? What I'm doing up here on, aside from work.
That's right. You could be running some kind of empire for
right. Who knows, right? Right. At the same time, and I'm doing a podcast just to cover things up to make it seem normal, right? Like,
yeah. For all I know.
Right. It's funny because like there's people always make that meme about if I won the lottery, you wouldn't know, but there'd be signs, right? Like, right there's that meme where, yeah, and they always would be like doing some weird shit, right? Like, it'd just be a random thing that they do because now they have money to do it, right?
Trust me, if I won the lottery, the only thing you would know is be like, oh, he disappeared.
Yeah, I mean,
and then right, out of the blue, I'd contact you and go, hey,
yeah. But it just be so like, I think that's what there's just a lot of things that, man, yeah. At the end of the day, how much do you really know a person?
Yes.
And I think it goes down, so that connects to, you know, these people who are just like constantly posting shit, right? Like talking shit online or like posting, you know, hateful things, right? It's like, this could be your neighbor.
It could be.
Right? Like it could be. Like it could be your coworker, right? It could be your employee. It could be your it could be your friend, right? That's talking that shit.
That's true.
Because I think even celebrities, they have, I think celebrities, they have like their own, you know, fake accounts that they go on.
Yes.
And post, right?
Well, I'm sure.
Just to troll people, I think. Right. I think Jennifer Lawrence once said that she has a fake IG account or something that she goes and just tries to rage bait people. but which is funny in itself, but right, like
that's not right, but yeah,
cool. You know, it's funny because it's like, you know, there's all this kind of, you don't know, right? Like, right. You don't know who that you seriously could be rage baited by Jennifer Lawrence.
That's true.
Right? Like, you don't know.
That's right. And you could be living next to who knows what, right?
I mean, right. No, exactly.
A serial killer or exactly. A millionaire.
Right. Yeah. You exactly. Right? Like, the person could be really wealthy and you just have no idea because they're living, they're, you know, they could be a billionaire and they're just living a very low-key life. But yeah, I feel like too, but it kind of gets into the more, like, I feel like that's where now we're getting into the world of where there's more freaky things out there.
Yeah.
I think people are more freakier than they were back in the day.
We can go down that rabbit hole the next time.
when the next porn map comes up, then yeah, well, we could talk about that.
Yeah. We've hit our hour again. really quick. Yeah.
But yeah, just stop being freaks, man. Just come on. Stop. Oh, man. All right.
That was worth a good laugh, though.
Yeah, be safe out there. Be safe.
Yeah. All right. Until next time.
All right.